character performance within a VR game has a unique set of opportunities and challenges. In our efforts to keep control in the hands of the player, we must create a performance that is interesting enough to maintain players' attention, but flexible enough to allow for player freedom. This scene has the most face-to-face interaction in the game, and there is no physical barrier between the player and the Vortigaunt when he first appears. At one point, we play to the idea of a jump scare when the Vortigaunt is released, upending the player's expectations of what had been referred to only as a battery up until that point. Not only was it a bit ham-fisted, but the Vortigaunt came flailing out of the pod, frequently into the same space occupied by the player. To solve this problem, we cut the jump scare and slid the pod back out of the player's space as it opened, to allow for the Vortigaunt to emerge at a comfortable distance. We faced a similar challenge when determining how to get both the player and Vortigaunt to their next locations without intersecting. We wanted to get the player and Vortigaunt side by side overlooking the vista, while the Vortigaunt delivered critical exposition. It would have been awkward for the player and Vortigaunt to take the same route along the catwalk, so we looked at other options, including exploring ways that the Vortigaunt may have once moved in its native environment. With long forearms, it's feasible that the Vortigaunts may have moved around as quadrupeds, so we chose an agile four-legged scramble up to the higher platform where he can deliver exposition without contending with the player for space.